我们上个礼拜讲到亚伯拉罕把十分之一奉献给麦基洗德。
Last week we mentioned that Abraham gave his tithe to Melchizedek.
这个麦基洗德到底是谁呢？
Who was this person, Melchizedek?
他凭着什么权柄领受这个十分之一？
With what authority did he receive the tithing?
到底在亚伯拉罕战胜的这事情上，他有什么功劳呢？
What did he do to help Abraham to win his victory?
或者当时他在整个社会中间有什么特殊的地位呢？
What kind of special status did he have?
是不是一个欧巴这样的人？
Was he like a gangster?
是不是一个像社会里面的头子一样的人？
Or was he like the king of the underworld?
个个都要怕他。
And everyone was afraid of
him. 个个都要送一些东西给他。
Or everyone has to give him something.
希伯来书说不是的。
Hebrews says no.
他是至高上帝的祭司。
He was the priest of the Most High God.
当时许多的当时的宗教完全不一样的。
This was a concept that's different from all other faith.
因为特别在乌尔一带，或者在中东一带，有许多偶像，许多假神，根本不认识最高的真神。
Especially in the land of Ur and also in the Middle East, there are many false idols.
所以真正认识最高真神的人是不多的。
There are not many people who truly understand the highest God.
这也是亚伯兰为什么被称为信心之父的原因。
This was why Abraham was known as the father of faith.
亚伯兰独具慧眼。
He was special and unique in his understanding.
他有非常敏感的属灵的眼见。
He had very sensitive spirituality.
所以当他年幼的时候就知道不应当拜这些虚无的偶像。应当拜那独一的真神。
When he was young, he already knew that he should not worship the idols, but the true God.
这样的人在世界上只有他一个，可以说是几乎没有别人与他一样的。
And he was unique in this, in that he was the only one.
圣经说，当亚伯拉罕独自一人的时候，神就呼召他。
The Bible says that God called him when he was alone.
神呼召这位单独，这个与别人不一样，有纯正信仰，对神敬畏的亚伯拉罕。
God called Abraham this one unique person that had the truth and pure faith in him.
亚伯拉罕就对这位至高的上帝存有无限的敬畏，有绝对的信赖。
God had absolute reliance and faith in this highest God.
像亚伯拉罕这样的人很少很少。
There are very few people like Abraham.
亚伯拉罕到底影响了多少人，我们也不知道。
It is difficult for us to understand his influence.
或者他讲了这些的话，传了这样的信仰，但没有多少人听他的话。
But not many people actually listen to him.
但我们感谢上帝。
But we give thanks to God.
至少他的父亲是受他自己的影响。
We know that his father was influenced by him.
但亚伯拉罕以他的威望，以他的强盛的势力打败诸王的时候，
When Abraham was had victory over all the kings,
就照普通的条例，普通的情形，他把那些战败的这些王的这些的东西，当作他的战利品，把它收回来了。
By the tradition of that day, he looted the place and took back a lot of things from
all
the kings.
到回家的路上的时候，
On the way back home,
见到一个老人家来见他。
He saw an old person meeting him.
这个老人家带着饼桶酒来欢迎他。
This person welcomed him with wine and bread.
然后为他祝福。
And blessed him.
这个老人家是谁呢？
Who was this person?
就是麦基洗德。
It was Melchizedek.
亚伯兰就下拜在他的面前。
And Abraham prostrate in front of him.
亚伯兰就跪在他面前，就献上了十分之一给他。
And knelt before him and gave him one tenth.
而圣经告诉我们，亚伯兰是把他所取得的之物最上好的先分开来，再把最上好的十分之一来给他。
The Bible says that Abraham segregated the best among the loot and gave one tenth of that.
或者说呢，他给他的十分之一都是上好的那些东西给他。
In other words, he gave of the very best.
这是一个非常好的一个奉献给神的人的一个榜样。
This is a very good example of giving.
其实我们许多人奉献不是如此。
This is not the case for many of us.
当奉献带来的时候，记得糟糕了。如果我不奉献，人家看我不好意思，就随便乱找一场。
Many a times when the offering bag comes, we give because we will be embarrassed.
糟糕，就找到最小的一个奉上放上去。
And we find the smallest denomination.
把最烂的放上去。
All the worst looking currency.
免得人家说我没有奉献。
So that others will say we have participated.
这种奉献态度在各教会里面都有的。
We see this in all churches.
这种人的观念中间是把上帝当成垃圾堆。
in this person's concept, God is like a trash can.
需要的东西你丢给上帝.
Whatever we do not want, we just give to him.
有一些人发电话说，我家里一个没用的桌子，你们教会要不要用？
Some people will call me and say that I have a chair that I want to throw away. Do you want it?
已经破了，你修理修理还可以用。
You just fix it and the church can use it.
如果要请你派人来拿。
If you want it, send someone to take it away.
大扫除都免费。
And it is free for them to just clear.
丢掉没有用的东西还当作奉献。
To clear away the rubbish to the church.
亚伯拉罕绝对不是如此。
This was not the case for
Abraham. 他把上好的分开来。
He gave of the best.
把十分之一交给上帝。
And took a tenth of it.
就透过墨基洗德他献上。
Through Melchizedek, he gave it to God.
天上的上帝从来没有收到我们什么礼物。
Actually, God has never received any gifts from us.
上帝说十分之一是我的。
God said the tenth belongs to me.
用在地上他的国度的发展。
It is used in the expansion of his kingdom on earth.
亚伯拉罕把所得的十分之一最上好的献给麦基洗德。
Abraham gave of the tenth of the best to Melchizedek.
他是尊重老人的人。
He honored the old person.
他是尊重应当被尊重的人。
And he honored that which should be honored.
所以呢，是这个麦基洗德。 是个非常尊荣，应当被尊重的人。
Therefore, Melchizedek was a person of high honor.
麦基洗德呢，没有父，没有母，没有族谱，没有师，没有宗，什么意思呢？
What does it mean for the Bible to say he's without father and mother, without genealogy, without beginning and the end?
对 genealogy 在中东是一件很重要的事情。
Genealogy is a very important thing in the Middle Eastern culture.
如果你能追溯你的祖先10代、20代、30代，越多人越尊重你这个家族。
People will honor your family if you are able to trace your genealogy.
换句话说，你在中东的国家，在这个古代这些民族的中间，你的族谱就等于你的身份。
In other words, your genealogy represents your status in Middle East.
你族谱的尊贵的程度就可以保证你的社会的地位。
The honor of your genealogy will guarantee your position in the society.
所以那个时候不是像我们用身份证来表示我们的身份。
At that time, they did not use an identity card.
乃是用我们祖先传下来的族谱，成为你的后盾。 作为你的社会地位,
but they use a genealogy as the shield of their family.
直到现在，阿拉伯国家还是尊重这个事情。
Till today, Arabian countries will respect this.
因为这是从中东从远古传下来一种文化。
This is an ancient culture and tradition.
这就是你不奇怪为什么历代事下的时候，你看见那个是整个八九章的事都是讲族谱的事情。
That is why 2 Chronicles have a lot of chapters relating to genealogy.
马太福音是写给犹太人。
The Gospel of Matthew is written to the Jews. And it began with the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
这是犹太人文化中间绝对不可或缺的一种身份的印记。
This is a mark of the status is absolutely important.
所以呢，族谱是这样重要。
The genealogy is so important.
但是呢，麦基洗德是没有族谱的。
But Melchizedek was without one.
他是圣经中的唯一的例外。
He is the only exception in the Bible. You cannot find genealogy. You would not know his father and mother. And the description for him, therefore, is without father and mother, genealogy, beginning or end. But where did he come from? How did he live? And who gave birth to him?
And
what happened to him after he died? What is his end?
你不知道他的源头，你怎么可以猜想他的结局呢？
If you do not know the beginning, how can you guess about the end?
如果他不是被生下来，你怎么问他怎么死呢？
If you do not know how he was born, how do you know how he died?
人就没有过问这个事情。
And there was no discussion on this. The conclusion was then that he must have lived forever. This Melchizedek that lived forever. His status on earth would have been different.
因为他是永活者,
because he's ever living. And his ministry would be different.
因为是服侍至高上帝,
he served the highest God.
所以他的这份是最高最高的,
so he has the highest status. He is the priest sent by God of the Most High.
他是没有族谱, 我们不知道他从哪里来, 谁生他, 什么时候死, 他到哪里去。
He has no genealogy, we do not know about his parentage.
这个就变成犹太历史中间圣经旧约背景里面一个非常大的一个问号。
This becomes a very big question mark in the Old Testament.
到底麦基洗德是谁呢？
Who was this Melchizedek?
没有一个人可以给你正确的 准确的坚定的答案。
Not a person can give you a precise answer.
我们不能确定。
We cannot be sure.
但犹太人有一个传统。
But there is a tradition among the Jews.
麦基洗德是一个很老很老的人。
That says that Melchizedek was a very old person.
老到一个地步呢。
So old.
你不能问他的爸爸是谁，因为他那么老了。
That you could not ask him who his father was.
所以无父无母。
And so the description was without father.
到底老到什么地步呢？
How old was he then?
有一个传说说麦基洗德就是这个挪亚的大儿子，叫做闪的。
There's a tradition that say that he was Shem, the eldest son of Noah.
挪亚有几个儿子啊？
How many children
Noah has?
几个？
三个儿子。
Three sons.
第一个叫做什么？
First one.
闪。第二个叫什么？韩。
Ham.
第三个叫做什么？南。不是，就三韩。第三个什么？雅夫。
Japan.
那么闪就是三名，就是闪族的祖宗。
And it is the ancestor of the Shem.
从犹太人一直到中国人，这整个亚洲这一代的这些人都是闪的后代。
And the Asians are the descendants of Shem.
那韩是非洲人尼格罗种的后代，的祖先。
And Ham is the ancestors of the Negroid.
亚夫就是高加索 Caucasian 就白种人的祖先。
And Japhet is the ancestor of the Caucasians.
讲人类学要把人类分成几种呢？最后大家同意，只能分成三种。
In the end, there are only three sources that all agree.
也就是圣经所讲的闪、韩、亚夫的后代。
And that is the three sons of Noah.
所以人科学怎么进步，没有办法违背神已经定下的圣经记载的真理。
No matter how what kind of scientific advances we have, we cannot deviate from the truth that God has said in the Bible.
如果麦基洗德真就是神的话，
If Melchizedek was indeed Shem,
他实实在在老的不得了。
Then surely he was very old.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为神活到什么时候？活到亚伯拉罕在世界上的时候，神还活着。
If he was alive, he would have lived for a very long time.
但是没有人问他你是神吗？
But nobody dare ask him the question.
所以也没有记录他的我就是神。
And there is no recording that he said he was.
所以我们不能确定他是不是神。
We cannot be sure.
但是比如说，如果说，假如说是的话，
If it is indeed the case,
那么他是亚伯拉罕的十代大主。
Then he would have been the ancestor 10 generations ago.
十代。
Ten generations.
如果你看创世纪。
If you look at Genesis,
闪到亚伯拉罕一共十代。
There are 10 generations from Shem to Abraham.
你不是单单对父亲恭敬。
You are not only being respectful to your father.
祖父恭敬。
You are respectful to your grandfather.
你对曾祖父恭敬。
The great grandfather.
那么如果十代大祖呢？他是曾曾曾曾曾曾曾曾曾曾曾祖父。
And he was great to the 10th power.
那你要这么尊敬他呢？
How can you be honored to him?
要不然这样尊敬老人家。
Abraham was so honored.
又是一个榜样。
And this is another example.
不单是信心的榜样，他也是敬老尊贤的榜样。
Not only was he the example of faith, he was the example of filial piety.
昨天呢，我在医院探访。
Yesterday I was at the hospital.
那么出来的时候呢，
in visitation,
两个孩子用喝完的 Coca-Cola 砰砰砰砰砰一直打那个墙壁。
There were two children who hit the wall with a
Coca-Cola can. 父母就在旁边。
And the parents would be silent.
静静。
They keep quiet.
我责备他们，不可以出声。
I rebuked them.
他们下次就静静。
And they were afraid of me.
我就想，如果他爸爸如果讲话，我对他爸爸你也静静。
If the father, I was thinking that I would tell the father off too.
因为你没有教导孩子。
Because he did not take care of his children.
有时候我很敏感。
Sometimes I'm very
sensitive. 如果有人坐在那边，
If there's a person
sitting there, 我跟他不熟啊。
When I shake his hand,
他比我更老，我就笑笑。
If he's older than me, I will smile at him.
如果年轻人，我跟他握手，还坐下握手，我就把他拉起来。
But if it's a young person and he's still sitting there,
然后我讲一句话，
and I'll say this.
跟老人家握手要站起来。
When you shake the hand of an older person, you have to stand.
帮妈，帮他爸爸妈忘记叫他了，我去叫他一下。
And I will teach him on behalf of his parents.
我们要尊敬老人家。
We ought to respect the old.
要尊敬老人家。
We must respect them.
这是圣经的教训。
This is the teaching of the Bible.
那老人家要不要尊敬老人家呢？
And should the old respect the old?
有的老人家要人尊敬，他不尊敬人。
Some of the old people want to respect not other people.
老人家要尊敬更老的老人家。
And if you are old, you ought to respect those who are older.
更老的人家要尊敬最老的老人家。
And then it goes on and on.
你最老的人家要尊敬上帝。
And the oldest among all must respect God.
亚伯拉罕尊敬麦基洗德。
Abraham respected Melchizedek.
如果说
if the case
麦基洗德就是神的话，
was if Melchizedek was Shem,
亚伯拉罕的十代大主。
He was the ancestor 10 generations.
那么其他的九代在哪里？我不知道。
I do not know what happened to the rest.
圣经没有记载他们出现。
Because the Bible did not talk about them.
如果麦基洗德是神的话，
If Melchizedek was chef,
山出现,
and he appeared,
这个出现几次呢?
When, how many times did he appear?
只有这一次,
he appeared only once.
所以呢, 他闪一闪就不见了。
So he appeared as a flash.
他只一闪只出现一次,
and only appeared once.
所以呢, 亚伯兰真的抓住了时机, 做了应当做的工作。
And Abraham grabbed the opportunity to do his work.
山是很伟大, 诶, 这个麦基洗德是很伟大。
Melchizedek was a great man.
我以为他就是闪的。 麦基洗德很伟大。
He was a great person.
因为他会迎接年轻人。
Because he welcomed a younger person.
他是很年老的。
He was very old.
很尊贵地位的。
And he had great status.
但是他对亚伯兰, 他有尊敬。
But he respected Abraham.
当亚伯兰劳苦打仗之后回来的时候,
when Abraham finished his battles,
他去迎接他,
he welcomed him.
我相信我们每个人都有这个经验,
I think all of us have this experience.
当你最辛苦的时候,
when you are most tired,
第一个拿水给你喝的, 你会纪念他,
you will remember the first person that gave you a glass of water.
最疲累的时候,
when you are most tired,
第一个拿椅子请你坐的, 你一定会纪念他,
the first person that gave you a chair, you remember.
亚伯兰战胜诸王,
when Abraham was victorious over the
kings
and returned,
麦基洗德拿九桶饼, 来迎接他,
Melchizedek welcomed him with bread and wine,
为他祝福,
and bless him.
麦基洗德是不是说, 我祝福了你给我四分之一啊?
Did he say that give me a tithing after that?
我们先交换条件啊,
let's set our terms.
你不答应我就不祝福你,
if you do not agree, I will not bless you.
不是的,
no.
他就是有一种流露生命, 有一种为人祝福的个性在他的身上。
He had a character that overflows with blessing.
因为他是神的祭司。
Because he was the priest of God.
最高上帝的祭司。
The priest of God of Most High.
他知道人的软弱。
And he knew the weaknesses
of man. 他知道人的需要。
He knew the needs.
他也知道神的恩典。
He also knew the grace.
预备神的恩典。 供应人的需要,
and he prepared the grace of God to fulfill the needs of man.
这样他也知道人的需要带人带求。
And he knew the needs of men, and he prayed for them.
亚伯兰对这样的一个祭司, 他非常尊重。
And Abraham had great respect for a priest.
他不是随便拿一些东西给他算了就走了。
And he didn't just give him anything.
他把上好的, 把十分之一交给麦基洗德。
But he took the best, a tenth of it for Melchizedek.
所以这一段就要讲这个奉献, 到底要把我们带到对麦基洗德的认识的地步是什么呢?
We want to understand further about Melchizedek through this offering.
所以第四节这里说, 你们想想,
and verse 4 tells us, just think. Just think about it.
想什么呢?
What do we think about?
想麦基洗德到底是谁?
Just think how great he was.
这个是何等尊贵?
He's Melchizedek.
何等伟大?
A great person.
何等荣耀?
A great person of honor.
荣耀到什么地步呢?
What sort of honor?
荣耀到连亚伯拉罕都要尊重他。
That even the patriarch Abraham had to respect
him. 这句话对我们中国人没有什么意思。
To us Chinese, it doesn't mean much.
这句话对西班牙人很有意思。
But to the Hebrews, it meant a lot.
西班牙人最尊重的就是亚伯拉罕。
The Hebrews respected Abraham most.
比他更高的, 他们不知道。
They do not know of anyone greater.
所以当他们辩论到最后的时候, 我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙就结束了。
At the end of the discussion, they always proclaim themselves to be sons of Abraham.
最高最严的一个大父。
And this is our greatest father.
我们的父是亚伯拉罕。
Our father is Abraham.
我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
We are sons of Abraham.
这句话成为他们文化最可骄傲的一个背景。
This sentence becomes the pride of their culture.
这个成为他们宗教里面信仰的一个核心。
It becomes the central message of their faith.
你不知道亚伯拉罕吗?
Do you not know Abraham?
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他的上帝才是真正的上帝。
His God is the true God.
上帝是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的上帝。
And God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and
Jacob. 上帝是通亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各立约的上帝。
He is the God of covenant with these people.
如果你要说上帝是信实的,
if you say God is faithful,
就是他对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各。
It was because he was faithful to Abraham, Isaac, and
Jacob. 如果你说上帝是信实的,
if you say God is faithful,
因为他对亚伯兰、以撒、雅各所应许的事，他后来都纪念了。
It was because all his promises to these three persons was done.
所以认识亚伯兰的上帝，就是认识真神的一个代替词。
To know the God of Abraham is like knowing the true God.
亚伯兰的信仰就是我们信仰的总代表。
The faith of Abraham is a representation of our faith.
犹太人提到我们是亚伯兰的子孙的时候，
when the Jews say we are sons of Abraham. When they say Abraham is a father, it is the most glorious mark of the entire people. This Abraham of honor as a person who absolutely believed in God, who trusted in him, without reservation, he was fully surrendered to God. The faith of Abraham is the greatest example for all we
see.
Abraham accepted every sentence of God. It doesn't matter how many sentences he accepted it. Whatever God wanted him to do, he would not question and would just do it. Martin Luther once said,
there is no lies in the hearts of the true believer.
真正的信徒心里面是没有为什么这个字。但神要你做什么事情的时候, when God wants you to do something,
你真正信上你不会问为什么。
If you truly believe, you will not ask why.
真信仰的人里面没有对上帝问为什么的必要。
A person with true faith would not need to ask why.
为什么还要问为什么?
Why do you need to ask why?
这个就可以了。
You can say that.
不必问为什么。
But you need not ask why.
因为上帝不需要你问为什么。
Because God need not ask us to ask why.
一定有足够的理由。
Surely he has his reasons.
他是最高的权威。
He is the highest authority.
他确定要做的事一定是最智慧。 最有道理，应当绝对遵循的话语。
Whatever he has decided must be of the most wise and most reasonable.
因为许多的基督徒好像跟上帝开一个公司一样的。
Many Christians seem to be in collaboration with God.
所以我们讨论要怎么做。
And we discuss with him.
你赞成的我不一定赞成。
Whatever you say, I may not agree.
我赞成的你一定要赞成。
Whatever I agree, you must agree.
所以用不才的这个态度来对待我们的上帝。
Our attitude is dictatorial in nature.
我们不是祷告主啊，愿你的旨意成全。
We do not pray God, may your will be done.
我们常常祷告主啊，愿我的旨意成全。
We always say, may my will be done.
你遵循我的旨意吧。
Why don't you follow my will?
我们就是同心的一口。
And then we will be one.
亚伯兰绝对不是。
Abraham was not like this.
神讲什么，他就阿门。
Whatever God said, he said amen.
说什么，他就说是。
Whatever God said, he said yes.
上帝给他儿子，他就接受。
And God gave him the son, he accepted.
上帝给了他再收回去，他没说你不好意思吗？
And when God wants to take it away,
你给了我再拿回去吗？
He did not say you are taking it back.
上帝要拿回去，他就给他。
When God said, give it back, and he gave it up.
绝对信靠上帝的,
he absolutely believed in God.
所以当犹太人想起亚伯拉罕的时候,
when the Jews remember Abraham,
他们引而为荣,
they are proud of him.
我们有这样的一位先祖,
we have such an ancestor.
我们有这样的一位父,
we have such a father.
我们有这样的一个榜样,
we have such an example.
当耶稣对他们讲关于父的事情的时候,
when Jesus spoke to them about the Father,
他们不明白耶稣在说,
they could not understand.
所以他们说, 亚伯拉罕是我们的父。
They said, Abraham is our father.
我们没有别的父。
We have no other fathers.
耶稣怎么回答呢?
What did Jesus say?
亚伯拉罕不是你们的父, 你们的父是魔鬼。
Jesus said, Abraham was not your father, but the devil was your father.
这是耶稣所讲的话, 最重, 最伤害犹太的内心, 希伯来文化的害心的一句话。
This was the most hurtful sentence that Jesus proclaimed against the Jews.
那一句话,
because of that, the Jews wanted to kill him.
那么为什么耶稣会这样不顾人情会讲出这句话出来?
Why did Jesus say something that is so harsh?
亚伯拉罕不是你们的父, 你们的父是魔鬼。
He says that Abraham is not your father, but Satan is your
耶稣这句话是千真万确。
What Jesus said was true.
那么整个旧约的文化是不是魔鬼做后面的策动者呢?
Does that mean that Satan is behind the entire Old Testament?
难道旧约不是神所启示的吗?
Was the Old Testament not a revelation from God?
如果旧约是上帝所启示的,
if the Old Testament is a revelation from God,
犹太人又是亚伯兰的子孙,
and the Jews are the descendants of Abraham,
那么犹太人说亚伯兰是我们的父有什么不对呢?
What was wrong with the Jews proclaiming Abraham to be their father?
耶稣在这里要告诉他们有两个不同的层面。
Jesus wanted to tell them there are two different areas.
一个层面就是肉体遗传的层面。
The first one is the physical body.
第二层面就是属灵的这一个这个真正的样子的层面。
The second area is the true spirituality.
如果亚伯拉罕是你们的父,
if Abraham is indeed your father,
你就来随从我。
You will come and follow me.
因为你们的父是魔鬼。
Because your father is the devil.
所以我把真理告诉你们, 你们就因此想杀我。
And so when I tell you the truth, you will want to kill me.
所以这样的, 耶稣基督是把亚伯拉罕 对神的顺从跟犹太人对他的不顺从做一个强烈的对比。
And so Jesus Christ made a contrasting comparison between the obedience of Abraham and the disobedience of the Jews.
因为从父所吸引的，必到我这里来。
Because anyone from the Father will surely come towards me.
到我这里来的，我一定一个也不撇下。
And everyone that comes towards me, I will not desert even one.
父爱世界，把爱子赐给他们。
Because God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son.
父爱子，把万物交给他。
And the Father loved the Son and gave him all things.
父把这些蒙拣选的人赐给子，做他的子民。
God has given all the elected to the Son as His people.
只求父，父就把万国赐给他为基业，把万民赐给他做产业。
And the Son asked of the Father gave all nations and people to worship.
所以这里的关系是非常清楚的。
There is a clear relationship here.
父把子赐给万民。
The Father gave the Son to all people.
父又把万民赐给子。
But the Father gave all people to the Son.
子又把父给他的权柄，把永生赐给这些万民。
And the Son gave eternal life to the people through the authority of the Father.
所以翻到耶稣基督面前来的人，
anyone that comes before Jesus Christ
就是亚伯拉罕真正的子孙。
Is the true descendant of Abraham.
翻到耶稣基督面前来的人，
anyone that comes before Jesus Christ
真正父所赐给他的，
is the true gift of the Father to the Son.
耶稣说，若不是父吸引人，就没有人能到我这里来。
Jesus Christ said, if it's not for the Father that attracts men, no one will come.
到我这里来的人，我连一个也不撇下他。
And everyone that comes before me, I will not lose one.
你们这么大言不惭，敢说你们是亚伯拉罕的子孙？
So how can you say you are the descendants of Abraham?
你怎么敢说你们的父是亚伯拉罕？
How dare you say Abraham is your father?
你们的父如果是亚伯拉罕，
if your father is Abraham,
那么他是来到我面前。
He was a person that came before me.
怎么是来要杀我的呢？
How then can you come and kill me?
竟然把我杀死，你既然愿意用杀的手段来对付我，去证明你们的父是杀人的，是魔鬼，不是亚伯拉罕。
Since you are willing to kill me, it proves that your father is the devil and not Abraham.
这样从犹太人的观点来看，
From the Jewish concept,
耶稣这句话把他们整个文化完全把它抵消掉了。
This sentence destroyed their entire culture.
完全抹杀了他们整个历史的宗教传统。
Erasing their entire tradition in their faith.
耶稣基督不是从肉体的传统来看宗教的实质。
But Jesus was not looking at the faith from the physical body.
乃是从信，从对神的顺从来看真正信仰的实质是什么。
From the angle of faith and obedience towards God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样谁是亚伯兰真正的子孙？
Who then are the true descendants of Abraham?
就是那些来到主面前的。
It will be all of those people that came
before the Lord. 亚伯兰看见麦基洗德的时候，
When Abraham saw Melchizedek,
他不是说麦基洗德是上帝。
He did not say that Melchizedek was God.
他是至高上帝的祭司。
But he was the priest of God the Most High.
单单知道他是上帝的祭司就足够使他下拜跪在他面前献上十分之一。
Just because he knew that this was the priest of the Most High, he was willing to worship and prostrate
before him.
He was such an obedient person.
是这样敬虔的人。
Such a holy person.
亚伯拉罕的子孙犹太人是不是这样？
But was this the case for the descendants?
不是。
No.
他们中间有人认出耶稣一定是上帝的儿子。
There were people who recognized that Jesus was the Son of God.
一定是上帝他同在。
That surely God is with him.
所以尼哥底母见耶稣的时候，
When Nicodemus saw Jesus Christ,
他的父子，我们知道，若不是上帝与你同在，你没有办法行这些神迹。
He says, Teacher, we know that if it were not for the fact that God is with you, you cannot work this miracle.
耶稣听见这句话，他真是内心的深处受了很大的安慰。
And Jesus was comforted by what he said.
因为这句话证明犹太人中间不是没有真心寻求上帝的。
Because what Nicodemus said proved that there were people who truly sought after God.
耶稣基督大部分的犹太人是把真理听进去，然后把仇恨的心发出来的那些人。
But the majority of the Jews then were people who had hatred even though they listened
to the truth. 我把真理传给你们。
I preach the truth to you.
你们就因此想杀我。
And you want to kill me because of this.
耶稣不是说我把神迹显给你看。
Jesus did not say, I show you the miracles.
然后你就想杀我。
And then you want to kill me.
耶稣就是用道的角度，不是用神迹的角度来处理人与他的信仰关系。
The relationship between man and God was dealt with the truth and not with faith.
我再说一次，耶稣基督说：“我把真理告诉你们，你们就因此想杀我。”
I say this again. Jesus said, "I gave you the truth, and so you want to kill me."
耶稣说：“如果你们不信我，
if you do not believe in me,
至少我所行的事，你们也要相信。”
At least believe in what I have done.
所以这样的是把神迹的这个行动是放在传达上帝的道的这个作为的下面。
And so we see miraculous work is placed beneath the preaching of the truth.
So Johann特别清楚这些不同的层次.
The Gospel of John is very clear about these layers.
约翰说呢，施洗约翰在那里连一件神迹都没有行过，众人就因为他信了上帝。
The John the Baptist did not perform a single miracle, and the people believed in God because of him. When Jesus Christ preached of the word, he wants us to follow him because of the eternal word. The Apostle Peter therefore had a higher understanding than Nicodemus. All Nicodemus said was that God is with you and that's why you can do the miracles. In other words, I believe you are from God. God is with you. I cannot deny that. My conscience is the witness. I want to come before you. I recognize the faith. I am recognizing it. You have been sent by God. God is with you. If that were not the case, if God is not with you, there is no way you can perform this miracle. And Jesus knew that among the Pharisees there were believers. It means that the facts were there. And through this pathway you can know me.
但是,
however, you cannot receive eternal life this way.
人若不重生,
and so Jesus said directly, unless you are born again, you cannot see the face of God.
这个,
the response that Nicodemus had was a lower one. Apostle Peter was a higher response. How do we say that?
彼得说,你有永生之道,我们还归从谁呢?
Because Peter confessed that you have the word of eternal life, to whom shall we go?
彼得没有说,你行这么多神迹,我们会怕没饭吃吗?
The Apostle Peter didn't say that with all the miracles we will have a good living.
你五饼二鱼叫五千个人吃饱，我跟从你就一生无忧无虑了。
Since you can feed the thousands with five loaves and two fishes.
彼得不在那个城市。
Peter was not like that.
彼得不是在看神迹的城市。
He was not at the level of miracles.
彼得在认定永生之道成为信仰的中心的城市。
But he recognized the word of eternal life as the central theme of our faith.
法利赛人是当时的最高知识分子。
The Pharisees were the highest
intellects.
And Peter was just a common fisherman.
历史证明彼得对最高知识分子影响两千年来是高过当时所有的范赛。
But the history shows us that Peter had the greatest influence over all the Pharisees.
今天我们看见许多律法师，许多神学家，他们对世界的贡献，除了给人知道他读过那些书以外，他们没有办法影响人，把人带到真理、真的信仰的里面。
And today we see the same thing. A lot of scribes and theologians, they only know the books and they have not brought people into the true faith.
耶稣同法利赛人争辩论的中间的时候，
when Jesus was debating with the Pharisees,
他要给他们看见你们。 不是亚伯拉罕的后代。
He wanted to show them that they were not the descendants of Abraham.
你们口口声声尊重亚伯拉罕。
Although they said they respected Abraham.
你知道不知道？
Do you not know?
你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕看见我的日子就高兴。
Your ancestor Abraham was pleased when he saw me.
他仰望我的日子。
And the days that he looked upon me. When he saw me from afar.
看见他就高兴。
He was pleased.
你们一点不像他。
But you were not like him.
你不像你所说的你们的父亲亚伯拉罕。
You do not behave as if you are the descendants of your father.
耶稣的这个观念，相信就深深影响了希伯来书的作者。
This concept of Jesus probably influenced the author of Hebrews.
那么希伯来书的作者要讲出亚伯拉罕怎样迎接上帝，怎样到上帝面前，怎样对他产生回应。
The author of Hebrews wants to show us how Abraham responded towards God.
特别提到亚伯拉罕见麦基洗德这件事情。
And he took the illustration of Abraham meeting Melchizedek.
请注意这件事。
Take special care of this.
麦基洗德在全本圣经里面一共有出现几次？
How many times did Melchizedek appear in the entire Bible?
只有一次,
only once.
就是亚伯拉罕战胜诸王回来的时候迎接他只有那一次。
In the incident where Abraham won the victory over all the kings,
除了记载这一次以外,
other than this recording,
没有人知道麦基洗德的祭司工作平常怎么做, 为谁做, 多少人领受他所做的, 没有人知道。
Nobody knows of the details of his priestly duties.
神让他被记载一次,
but God allowed him to be recorded once in the Bible.
拿着饼,
using a pen,
拿着酒,
using the bread and the wine,
迎接亚伯兰,
and welcome Abraham,
给他吃,
and fed him,
给他喝,
and gave him drinks,
为他祝福,
and blessed him.
然后他就接受了亚伯兰给他的上好的十分之一。
And then receive a tenth of the best of the loot.
只有记载这一次,
only that incident.
永从来没有再出现,
and he did not appear again.
不但如此, 摩西五经也不再写了,
and not all, in the writings of Moses he was not there.
历史书里面也不再写了,
or in the historical recordings.
先知书也没有人写了,
or in the prophets.
所以全本旧约里面, 我们看见, 原先的出现只有一次,
there's only one recording in the whole Old Testament.
是到诗篇的时候,
until Psalms,
提到麦基洗德又再一次,
another mentioning of Melchizedek,
就不再出现,
and no more.
到新约的时候,
until the New Testament,
四本归没有讲,
not in any of the four Gospels,
使徒行传,
or the Acts of the Apostles,
在保罗, 在彼得, 在四地方的讲话里面, 都没有提麦基洗德。
In the explanation of Peter, there was no explanation.
在保罗的十三封书信里面没有提,
and not in the writings of the Apostle Paul,
在约翰的书信也没有提,
or the writings of the Apostle John,
在其他的书信都没有提,
not in any of the epistles,
雅各书没有提,
not in James,
这样呢, 启示录也没有提,
or in Revelation.
像全本圣经呢, 麦基洗德只出现一次, 但是有三本书记载这个事情。
He appeared once in the whole Bible, but recorded in three different places.
创世纪,
Genesis,
诗篇,
the Psalms,
希伯来书,
and the book of Hebrews.
大约说, 创世纪, 诗篇, 希伯来书, 所以这个希伯来书的作者是个很敏感的人。
The author of Hebrews was a very sensitive person.
唯一看出这其中一定有一个很特别的基督论的意义关联的问题。
He saw the very intricate relationship with Christology in this incident.
麦基洗德是代表谁呢?
Who did this Melchizedek represent?
为什么耶稣基督说, 他看见我就欢迎呢?
Why did Jesus say that when he saw me, he welcomed me?
麦基洗德就预表耶稣基督。
Melchizedek, therefore, is a precast of Jesus Christ.
麦基洗德就是耶稣基督在旧约里的代表。
He was a representation of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament.
人对麦基洗德的回应, 就是基督要我们对他回应的一个原本。
The response towards Melchizedek is what Jesus wants us to respond to.
一个人接待神主差遣,
when a person receives the person sent by God,
就表示他对神的态度是怎么样。
It also shows of his attitude towards God.
圣经说奉主名来的是应当称颂。
The Bible says we ought to give praise to those who come in the name of the Lord.
麦基洗德怎么来的呢?
How did Melchizedek come?
神所差派,
he was sent by God.
是神的代表,
he was a representation of God.
是神的祭司,
he is the priest of God.
是最高, 至高上帝的祭司,
he was the priest of the God of Most High.
他是仁义王,
he is the God of Salem.
他又是平安王,
and the King of Salem and King of Peace.
他是把公义跟和平摆在一起。
He brings together righteousness and peace.
那么到了这个撒迦利亚书的时候,
by the time we reach Zechariah,
我们读到一节很特别的圣经。
There is a very special verse.
这节圣经告诉我们, 他在公义, 他在和平中间, 他要在祭司跟君王的中间, 他要筹定和平。
It tells us that he wants to bring peace between the king and the priesthood.
这样有一位将要来的,
a person that will come,
他要把公义 跟和平连在一起,
he will join righteousness and peace together.
自己又做祭司又做君王,
he is both the king and the priest.
这件事不可能的事情,
this is something impossible.
做祭司的一定要从利未支派出来,
because the priest must come from the tribe of the Levi.
做君王的一定要从犹大支派出来,
but the kingly office must come from the tribe of Judah.
大卫的子子孙孙才有资格上
only the descendants of David can qualify as a king.
只有亚伦的后代才可以进到圣所里面做祭司服侍上帝的百姓。
And the descendants of Aaron will be the priest to serve God.
没有一个祭司曾经做过王。
There is no a priest becoming a king.
以前没有一个王可以做祭司,
or a king becoming a priest.
所以这个麦基西德就变成很重要的一个课题了。
Melchizedek therefore became a very important topic.
因为麦基西德是祭司,
because he was the priest.
麦基西德又是君王,
but he was also the king.
他是撒冷王,
he was the king of Salem.
他是平安王,
a king of peace.
他是仁义王,
a king of righteousness.
麦基西德,
Melchizedek,
the king of the righteousness.
King of righteousness.
是the king of Salem.
撒冷王是和平的王, the king of peace.
是平安王,
the king of peace.
是这个公义的王,
the king of righteousness.
他又是王又是祭司,
so both king and priest.
所以这是全本圣经旧约里面唯一的例外,
the only exception in the entire Old Testament.
那么这件事情只出现一次, 但是它的意义是长远的,
only one incident but had great significance.
整个犹太文化就失败在这里,
the entire Jewish culture failed right here.
他们没有思想麦基西德,
they did not think about Melchizedek.
他们只有思想祭司和亚伦的关系,
they only thought about the priest and Aaron.
所以这段圣经说, 你们想一想,
the Bible therefore says,
你们想,
just
想什么呢?
Think about what?
想这个麦基西德,
about Melchizedek.
你还记得第三章第一节怎么讲的?
Chapter 3 verse 1
tells us, 你们要想,
you got to
想什么呢?
Think about what?
想我们认为实质为 大祭司的耶稣基督,
fix your thought on Jesus the apostle and high priest.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
耶稣基督又是祭司,
Jesus Christ is the priest,
而且是被差遣来的使者,
and the messenger that has been sent.
耶稣基督是君王, 犹太人早就知道,
he is the king and the Jews know.
耶稣基督是祭司, 犹太人不知道,
but the Jews did not know that he was the priest.
他们是这个不可能做祭司的,
because they think it's impossible.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他是犹大的后代,
he came from the tribe of Judah.
他不属于利未支派,
he did not belong to Levi.
不可能做祭司,
he could not be the priest.
第七章的第四节开始这一段很重要,
chapter 7 verse 4
现在我们再读一次的时候你们更明白了,
now you understand further when we read again.
第四节再来读,
from verse 4,
你们想一想, 你们想一想, 先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来的上等之物取十分之一给他, 这人是何等尊贵, 那个祭司这人能立为子孙, 领命 照例向百姓取十分之一, 这百姓是自己的弟兄, 谁是亚伯拉罕身中生的, 还是照例取十分之一, 都有麦基洗的, 不与他们同谱, 倒收了亚伯拉罕的十分之一, 为那蒙应许的亚伯拉罕 祝福。 好, 现在我要解释这一段,
I want to explain this passage.
我们讲了这么长,
we have talked about it so long.
你知道亚伯兰怎么欢迎麦基洗德,
now you know how Melchizedek welcomed Abraham.
怎么样把十分之一献给麦基洗德,
and how did he give his tithing?
那么现在呢, 犹太人就问一个问题了,
the Jews would ask a question now.
耶稣基督是谁?
Who is this Jesus Christ?
凭什么资格做祭司?
What sort of qualification do you have?
根本没有办法做祭司,
he cannot be the priest.
因为他是 从犹大支派生下,
because he was from the tribe of Judah.
所以希伯来文化就有了一个包袱, 有了一个把自己捆绑起来的一个限制,
there is a limitation and burden for the Hebrews.
他们没有办法从这个封闭系统中间释放出来,
and they cannot break through from this burden.
这个是宗教的危机,
this is a religious crisis.
当在一个宗教里面有一些的礼仪或者一些的传统 代替上帝诫命真正总原则的意义的时候,
when some traditions and doctrines in the faith takes over the true meaning and the principle of God,
这个教派里面信仰的人是就受这个封闭性的捆绑,
those who are in this denomination will be trapped by this.
那么他就把这个封闭性的捆绑当作他绝对性的信仰,
and many a times we treat this trap as the absolute faith.
他越把自己在这个绝对性的封闭里面信仰把它包裹起来的时候,
the more we trap ourselves within this burden,
他就越以为自己靠近上帝, 就因为这样就越离开上帝,
the more we think we are closer to God, but in reality we are further away from Him.
这个应当变成一门学问来研究,
this is something that we should study as a topic by itself.
所以保罗自己讲一句话,
the apostle Paul says,
我按热心来说, 我是逼迫耶稣基督,
by fervency, I was a persecutor of Jesus Christ. Because I thought I was serving God. On the one hand, he thought he was serving God, but on the other hand, he persecuted God's children.
他每次杀一个基督徒, 每次他害一个基督徒, 他说主啊, 我已经侍奉你了。
Every time he persecuted and killed a Christian, he think that he was serving God.
如果宗教的这种绝对性把人在封闭系统里面带到这样可怜的地步,
The absolute concept of a faith can bring some people to such pathetic
stage.
What would God do then?
消灭他吗?
Would God destroy him?
审判他吗?
Or judge him?
不是,
no.
大光照耀他,
God will illuminate this person.
启发他,
to tell him.
释放他,
to release him.
改变他,
to change him.
使他得到新的自由,
that he may have the true freedom.
所以耶稣就用什么办法?
What did Jesus do then?
耶稣面对他,
Jesus faced him
大光照耀他的时候,
and blinded him.
给他从内心的深处知道清清楚楚, 这无非不可能是神, 否则我没有办法看到这么大光。
That he will know for sure that this is the Son of God.
所以他就说,主啊,
and so he said, Lord,
你是谁?
Who are you?
主啊,
Lord,
你是谁?
Who are you?
主就是主, 还要问你是谁?
The Lord is the Lord.
讲这句话的人不是普通人,
a person who said that was not a common person.
他是教导神学的教授,
he was a professor of theology.
专讲上帝观,
he specially focused on God.
他是教导犹太人明白律法, 认识耶和华的一个法利赛人,
he was a Pharisee that taught the Jews how to know God.
一个神学教授问神啊, 你是谁? 好笑不好笑?
It's very funny for a professor of theology to ask God, who are you?
如果我说, 杨长老, 你是谁? 他一定回答, 杨长老, 就是杨长老, 你还不知道吗? 你看, 这是宗教最大的讽刺。
This is the greatest irony in the faith.
耶稣基督不说, 我是主, 你知不知道? 不这样说。
Jesus did not say, I'm the Lord, don't you know that?
耶稣叫什么? 扫罗, 扫。
Jesus said, Saul, Saul.
这是最有EQ的, 叫人家的名字, 产生个别关系。
He gave person a name, he used his name.
你见到一个人的时候,
when you see a person,
你好吗?
He said, how are you?
我也好, 你好吗?
I'm quite good,
你,
how are you?
没有亲切感的,
it is not very close.
你一见到说, 杨长老,
but when you use the name,
心里面就很幸福了,
you feel very good.
为什么你叫他的名字吗?
Because you use his name.
要个别的关系产生起来,
there is a personal relationship.
Interpersonal relationship.
It's a quadruple
EQ. 是我们的主是最伟大的心理学家,
our Lord was a greatest psychologist.
扫罗,
he said, Saul, Saul.
哎呀, 这么亲切,
it's so close.
但是怎么这么可怕?
But it looks frightening.
在大光, 这个威胁的下面, 有这么亲切的名字的符号,
it was blinding light, but there's such a close mentioning of his name.
为什么逼迫我?
Why did you persecute me?
保罗现在就不知道怎么回答他了,
and Paul did not know how to answer.
因为他里面有几个矛盾突然间产生,
because suddenly there were conflicts in his heart.
像这么大的光, 一定是上帝,
surely such a blinding light must come from God.
比太阳光更大的光, 不是上帝是谁,
a light that was brighter than the sun.
这个第一个矛盾,
this was the first problem for him.
上帝, 为什么突然间向我这么大光照耀, 要做什么, 要吓死我,
and what is God doing using such a great light on me?
第二,
second,
他又明白我的名字,
he knew my name,
又说我逼迫他,
and said I persecuted him.
我什么时候逼迫过上帝?
When did I persecute God?
所以这是不可能的事情,
it's impossible.
他不得不承认这是上帝,
but he recognized that to be God.
他不敢讲耶和华上帝,
but he did not dare to say that it's Jehovah God.
照他犹太人的观念,
by his Jewish concept,
他只能说 Adonai,
he can only say Adonai,
只能说 Lord,
which is Lord.
不能称 God,
he would not say God.
所以主啊,
and so he said, Lord,
你是谁?
Who are you?
如果你是谁,
if who,
我知道了,
if I know who you are,
我就可以回答你, 为什么我逼迫你?
I will be able to answer your question. Because I have not persecuted God. But you said I'm persecuting you. Surely you are God. When did this happen? It's not a time for debate. Maybe I would die if I debate with God. So what did Paul say?
保罗说,
Paul said,
主啊,
Lord,
你是谁?
Who are you?
耶稣基督,
Jesus Christ said,
我就是你所逼迫的上帝, 不是?
Jesus did not say, I'm the God whom you persecute.
我是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He said, I'm Jesus whom you persecute.
耶稣真的很有智慧。
He had great wisdom.
他让你先承认他是上帝, 然后他告诉你, 上帝变成耶稣。
He let Paul first recognize him as Lord and then tell him that God is Jesus Christ.
肉身显现的上帝, 才是真正对人产生爱的唯一的上帝。
The God that came as flesh is the true God that gave his love to man.
保罗不能再讲话。
And Paul could not debate anymore.
我什么时候逼迫过上帝?
When did I persecute God?
我没有逼迫上帝。
I did not persecute
我是逼迫耶稣。
God.
我是逼迫耶稣。
But I persecuted Jesus.
耶稣是上帝,
and Jesus is God.
是不可能的,
it seems impossible.
上帝不可能是耶稣,
God cannot be Jesus Christ.
耶稣不可能是上帝,
and Jesus cannot be God.
我是爱上帝讨厌耶稣的,
I love God and hate Jesus. I persecuted Jesus and served God.
上帝不是耶稣,
because they are not the same person.
在他的观念中的, 耶稣不是上帝,
and that is the concept he has in his heart.
在耶稣的大理, 上帝是耶稣, 耶稣是上帝,
but Jesus is telling him two are the same.
所以你这封闭系统怎么改造?
How do we change a closed system?
不能从人,
we cannot come from man,
只能从神,
only from God.
神主动来到人间,
and God himself came,
神主动光照人,
and he himself take the initiative,
神主动改变人,
to illuminate and change us,
用爱,
to, using his love,
用找回的爱,
the love that sick us,
用启发的爱,
the love of revelation,
用光照的爱,
love of illumination,
用追讨的爱,
the love that searches.
保罗为什么你逼迫?
Saul, why did you persecute me?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这样你看, 整个犹太文化中间最大的失败, 就是基督论的失败。
The greatest failure in the Jewish culture is a failure in Christology.
犹大有, 整个犹太文化中间最伟大的盼望, 也就是基督论的盼望。
But the greatest hope is also the hope in Christology.
一方面, 祷告, 基督啊, 来吧, 弥赛亚, 来吧, 现在来吧, 我们等你很久了, 热烈呼唤, 弥赛亚如果来, 就拯救以色列。
They keep asking for the Messiah and the Christ to come to save the nation of Israel.
昼夜祷告,
day and night they prayed.
几百年几千年祷告,
for centuries they've done that.
有一天来到了,
until the day it came,
弥赛亚赐给他们,
when God gave them the Messiah,
他们你是弥赛亚?
They said, are you the Messiah?
不像,
doesn't look like it.
就把他抓去钉十字架,
and they crucified him.
那么这个要问的是, 弥赛亚应当像怎样?
But what should the Messiah look like then?
应该是这样,因为他想象出一个弥赛亚,
they have an imagination about the Messiah.
是从圣经里面的一个方面去看,
they are looking at it from a certain angle of the Bible.
这个在现在的传道学里面叫做, 这一个叫做什么呢? 叫做, 这一个, selective perception.
This is a form of selective perception.
什么叫做 selective perception?
What does this mean?
就是你概念中间先选择一个东西, 然后用那个东西来要求一个人。
Because in your concept, you just select something out from it and use it as a standard.
当宗教进到这个地步的时候,
when a faith and religion enters into this stage,
宗教就变成最可怕, 最违背宗教本质的东西。
It will become something that is most horrifying and most against its original principles.
你不要奇怪,
so do not be curious.
教堂隔壁, 建回教庙, 没有人反对。
Why is it that no one objects to a mosque being built beside a church?
建宗庙, 基督徒不反对,
or a Buddhist temple.
但教堂隔壁建另外一间礼拜堂, 教堂就大发脾气。
But the church will be against another church being built right beside it.
这个宗教性已经进到一种形式绝对化的封闭系统里面。
Because our religion has entered into a dead system.
所以最恨耶稣的不是无神论, 不是反对宗教的人, 是真正有了
the people who hated Jesus most were not the atheists or people who were against him, but people who understood Christology. The author of Hebrews says,
你们想想,
just think,
Abraham,
how Abraham treated Melchizedek.
这样尊重他,
he honored him,
他把十分之一给他,
and gave him his tithing.
不是把烂货显出来,
not the worst of what he had,
是把上好的取出十分之一交给麦基西,
but the tenth of the best.
那么麦基西的多尊贵啊,
he was of such honor.
他不是收普通的东西,
he was not a person that just took from anyone.
他是收亚伯拉罕的东西,
and he received from Abraham.
就是你们犹太人认为最高的大父,
the great ancestor of you Jews,
最伟大的祖先,
the greatest ancestor you have,
信心之父,
your father of faith.
你反对耶稣吗?
Are you against Jesus Christ?
亚伯拉罕对麦基西德的态度,
the attitude that Abraham had towards Melchizedek,
你记得吗?
Do you remember?
你想一想吧,
just think about it.
这位你反对的耶稣, 就是按照麦基西德的等式做祭司的那样,
and Jesus Christ was priest in the order of Melchizedek.
哇, 这个事情一点出来啊,
when they realized this,
就等于宣布对犹太文化的总定罪,
it was a proclamation of judgment of the entire Jewish culture.
你们错误对待耶稣基督,
because you have made a mistake in treating Jesus Christ this way.
你们说反对的耶稣基督是谁?
The Jesus that you have rejected,
是那真正的本体,
was the true essence itself.
也就是你们的祖先亚伯拉罕所献十分之一麦基洗德, 不过是他的形象, 他是麦基洗德的本体。
Abraham gave a tenth to the representation, but Jesus Christ was the fact himself. This is what this passage
means.
Just think about it. Abraham gave a tenth to Melchizedek. When he gave of it, he was afraid that it was not accepted. And so he gave his fear. And he picked and picked. And chose the best tenth. Do you not know when Abraham gave off his tenth? Was there other priests? There were no other priests. That which you are proud of, that which you think are the most honored. You think that you are the people that God has selected from all generations. And the highest priest you have was the brother of Moses. Aaron was older than Moses by 3 years. Moses gave of the law. Moses told us how to sacrifice. And your highest priest was the brother of Moses. And that was great honor. They say we have Abraham. We have Moses. We have the law. We have our faith. We have the priest. Moses gave us the law. And Aaron was the brother of Moses. He was created by 3 years. And Aaron was pretty high. But the author of Hebrews says, Aaron was nothing. But he did not say that. Because there will be EQ problem. There will be more objection. They asked whether you really respect Aaron. Aaron took the tenth. Whom did he take it from? He took it from the Israelites. The Levite took the tenth. Took it from who? From other tribes. From the 12 tribes. The 12 tribes. One tribe was reserved to serve God. That is the fourth one. Reuben, Simeon, Judah, and Levi. Why Levi? Because they were faithful towards God. When the law was given to them, Moses saw that they were praying to the calf. And the golden calf was made by Aaron. And Aaron led them to worship this golden calf. And he was blasphemous in proclaiming the golden calf as Jehovah God that led them out of Egypt. So why was God not furious with him?
我没有力量,所以他没有死嘛,
why did he not kill him?
因为亚伦的身份是预表耶稣基督,
because Aaron represented God of Jesus Christ.
神放过他,
and God gave him mercy. He represented Christ as a priest. He represented the Messiah.
好,请你注意好,
take note of this.
摩西下来,
when Moses came,
反正的耶和华这边的,
he said, whoever is on the side
到这里来,
of God, come over here.
你们要拜金牛犊的,
and those who want to worship
在那边,
the calf, go over there.
敬拜耶和华上帝的在这边,
those who are with God here,
你们要杀,
and you will kill your own by yourself.
律法赐下来的时候,
when the law was given,
信仰绝对不能妥协,
we cannot compromise in the faith.
律法表示神的公义,
the law shows us the righteousness of God,
表示神的圣洁,
and his purity,
表示神的良善,
and the goodness of God.
今天违背这一位神,
but today you are against this God.
你受罪是活该,
you ought to be judged.
所以立位人就站在摩西这一边,
and the Levite came over towards Moses.
反对他们, 他们就杀害他,
and they killed those who are opposing
to them. 所以律法赐下来那一天,
and the day the law came,
3,000个人死,
3,000 people died.
圣灵赐下来那一天,
and the day the Holy Spirit came,
3,000个人得救,
3,000 believe.
这是旧又跟新又不同的地方,
this is the difference between the Old and the New Testament.
你看到了,
have you seen this
thing? 神的义是施行审判,
The righteousness of God brings judgment.
神的爱是施行救赎,
but the love of God brings salvation.
神的义是叫人死亡,
the righteousness of God will bring death.
神的爱是使人得着生命,
but the love of God gives us life.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
所以立位之辈就被分裂为圣,
the tribe of Levi was segregated.
他们站在神这一边的姿态,
they stood on the side of God.
上帝说我就分别立位之辈为圣, 我就选拣选这个支派来侍奉我,
and God set aside the tribe of Levi to serve him.
所以利未人就不做生意,
and the tribe of Levi is not involved in commerce,
他们不种田,
or farming,
他们不牧羊,
or shepherding,
他们就变成甘会幕, 侍奉神, 行祭司, 做这份为百姓赎罪, 献祭的一群人。
They became a people that specially took care of the temple and sacrificed for the people. Because God chose them. How would they live there? They had no land. They had no farms. They had no ships. They had no job. They had no income. Jehovah God said, you must give me a tenth of all you have. And the tenth will be given to the tribe of Levi. Do you understand this now? So the 11 other tribes gave of a tenth to the tribe of Levi. And the tribe will take another tenth to give to God. Just think of this ratio, it's a great, marvelous thing. So the tribe of Levi was not richer or poorer than other tribes. If a church has a pastor who is living in poverty, it doesn't mean that the church is spiritual, but is persecuting the servant of God. But if a church has a pastor who is absolutely rich and everybody else is poor, he is a spiritual robber. There are many churches in the charismatic circles. They give a tenth of the congregation staking to one pastor. In Indonesia, there's a church that has thousands of people. And the tenth is given to one pastor. In a gathering, I once said,
这不是牧师,
this is not a pastor,
这是强盗,
this is a robber.
哎呀, 他们听见我这话, 他们有的就很高兴, 但那个牧师在中间,
and the people were very happy, but the pastor was very angry with me.
我想我年老的时候,
I think when I'm old,
其实现在是老了, 但还会更老, 就是,
but I think I'll get older actually.
我要写圣经中间四分之一的这个观念,
I think I want to write about tithing of the Bible.
从立位受四分之一这一句话来,
from the Levite receiving the tithe. The 11 tribes took a tenth of what they had. What does this mean?
就等于百分之一百一十,
it means the tenth of the tenth.
百分之一百一十, 再拿掉四分之一出去,
and then you take a tenth again from this.
就变成百分之九十九, 是不是呢?
It becomes 99%.
那么百分之一百拿去四分之一就剩下百分之九十，对不对呢?
After you take a 10, you have a 90% left.
上帝拣选, 真心侍奉上帝的人, 钱应当比平信徒更多 10% 才对。
And so a person who truly serves God should have more 10% more money than most Christians.
上帝不会亏待他的,
and God will not treat his servants wrongly.
不可以,
but the servants of God will not be richer than other people.
这圣经里有很奇妙的数学, 我请数学博士楼建华博士好好去把它算出来。
We ask a mathematician, Dr. Low, to think about this.
圣经就没有提麦基洗德除了亚伯拉罕的奉献四分之一这一件事情以外,
so other than this incident, there is no other mention of
Melchizedek.
The author of Hebrews says,
你们知道耶稣是谁吗?
Do you know who Jesus is?
耶稣是祭司,
Jesus is the priest,
是最高的祭司,
and the highest priest,
是永远的祭司,
a priest, eternal priest.
No!
And they said, no,
耶稣不是祭司,
Jesus is not a priest.
他犹大支派的,
he's from the tribe of Judah.
不可以做祭司,
he cannot be the priest.
所以呢? 只有希伯来书的作者,
only the author of Hebrews,
全本圣经信徒中间, 唯一一个人, 引用诗篇110篇,
the only person who used Psalm 110 in the whole Bible.
打开诗篇110篇,
let us turn to the 110th Psalm.
第四节,
verse 4,
放到了一同开始来读,
and read it together.
诗篇110篇第四节,
Psalm 110 verse 4.
大家一同开声来读，一二三。 你是照什么麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
You are priest forever in the order of Melchizedek。
这样那个现在不必看了，看着我，让大家看这里，好了，免得你思路打断了。大家注意看，这样呢，就封闭系统要打破。
In this manner, there is a breakthrough in the enclosed doctrine.
怎么样打破呢
？How was it broken?
你不要一直想立位之派。
Do not keep thinking about your tribe.
不要一直想亚伦的后代。
Do not keep thinking about the descendants of Aaron or the son of priests.
那种祭司是人间挑选的祭司。
Those priests came from men.
那种祭司是律法制度里面所定的祭司。
They were priests under the order of the law.
你说他不是立位之派。
You say that he's not from
the tribe of Levi
or the descendant of Aaron. So he cannot be the priest.
希伯来书的时候，你们想一想。
But also Hebrews says,
你们读一读。
Just think about this.
你们念一念。
Just read this.
诗篇110篇第十节怎么样讲？
110 Psalm verse 4.
耶和华发誓说。
The Lord saw and all.
启示说。
He swear to himself.
你是按照麦基洗德的等次永远做祭司。
You are the eternal priest in the order of Melchizedek.
这句话你提出来的时候。
When this was mentioned,
就结束封闭系统的限制。
Immediately the restriction was released.
希伯来人啊，起来吧。
Hebrews awake.
希伯来人懂吧。
Understand this.
你不要再笨了。
Do not be foolish.
不要再捆绑自己了。
Do not trap yourself.
你在旧约的律法里面把自己绑了。
You have trapped yourself in the Old Testament law.
上帝为什么赐下律法？
Why did God give us the law?
因为你犯罪才赐下律法。
Because of your sins.
律法是犯罪以后赐下的。
The sins was given after sinning.
亚伯兰怎么被称义？
What about Abraham?
亚伯兰被称义是在赐律法以前430年就被称义了。
He was faithful 430 years before the law.
所以你有没有搞错啊？
So you made a mistake.
你在这个律法的限制之下，一直在想上帝的旨意就是这样，就是这样。
You keep thinking about the will of God within the constraint of
the law. 如果一个律法才能得救的话，
If we can be saved only through the law,
律法是摩西赐的。
The law was given by Moses.
亚伯兰不是摩西的时代。
Abraham was not in the era.
如果律法里面才有祭司的话，
If there's only priesthood in the law,
亚伯兰献祭给亚伦吗？
Did Abraham give to Aaron?
哪里好意思？
How can that be?
亚伦是他下面的好几代的人。
Aaron is many generations before him.
他是祖宗献祭一个孙子，没有的。
How can the ancestors give to the descendants?
亚伯兰献十分之一是给麦基洗德，不是给亚伦的后代。
Abraham gave to Melchizedek, not to the descendants of Aaron.
希伯来书的作者。
The author of Hebrew.
把全本圣经串联起来。
Link the entire Bible together.
要叫希伯来人知道耶稣基督的地位，不是在律法的系统下面，也不是祝福下面。他是超族谱、超立法、超系统、超封闭主义，是神所定的大祭司。
So that the Hebrews will understand that Jesus transcends the genealogy or the law, is the priest of the God of Most High.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样那五句话就特别有意义了。
There are five sentences that are very important.
麦基洗德是无始无终的。
Melchizedek was without beginning and end.
麦基洗德是无祖谱的。
No genealogy.
麦基洗德是无父无母的。
No father and mother.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就像耶稣基督一样。
Like Jesus Christ.
与上帝的儿子相似。
He was like the son of God.
因为他没有父。
He had no father.
他没有母。
No mother.
所以你不知道他什么时候开始。
So you do not know the beginning.
因为他不知道什么时候死。
Because we do not know of his death.
你不知道他什么时候结束。
You do not know the end.
他无族谱的。
He has no genealogy.
不要用族谱的观念来吓他。
And so don't use the concept of genealogy.
你既然没有族谱。
Since he does not have
that. 不能接受你。
You can,
he belongs to his own class.
他有他自己的一个规范。
他属于他自己的一个等次。
He belongs to our own order.
A class of his own.
A class of his own.
Never confuse.
不要混乱。
Never compare.
不要做一个比较。
No compare.
没有比较的余地。
Incompetent.
是完全不能够做比较的。
他是独特的。
He is unique.
他是超祖谱的。
He transcends genealogy.
无父无母的。
No father or mother.
无始无终的。
No beginning or end.
耶稣基督也是如此。
Jesus Christ was like this.
所以当你谈耶稣基督是君王的时候，
When you say Jesus is the king,
你讲祖谱。
You talk about genealogy.
耶稣是祭司的时候，
But when you talk about him as priest,
他是无祖谱的。
He has no genealogy.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他是按照麦基洗德的等次永远做祭司。
Because he's the eternal priest in the order of Melchizedek.
既然是永远的祭司，
Since he's the eternal priest,
怎么可能有族谱？
How can he have a genealogy?
如果有族谱的话，
If he has a genealogy,
有生死的，
there will be
beginning and end. 有生死的话，
If there is one,
就有始终了。 有始终的话
if there's a beginning,
就不是永远的祭司
that means it's not eternal.
你明白了吗
Do you understand
所以基督论到了这个地步的时候
when Christology reached this stage,
你就透过神性去认识历史的耶稣你的信仰才有出路
you can only understand the historical Jesus Christ through his divinity
这就是所有新派一定要走死路的一条的
this is why all liberal theologians will fail
will go to the dead end,
we'll go to the dead end.
为什么呢
why
因为他们没有办法从耶稣是人从伟大的道德的这个限制之上看到他是道成肉身的上帝
because they cannot see Jesus beyond the physical Jesus Christ to see him as God incarnate
感谢上帝
thanks be to God
我相信你平常读希伯来书没有兴趣
I think maybe you're not interested in Hebrews in a usual
你听了这些讲解以后
but after you hear this explanation
你把全本圣经的意义把它读活起来
you will come up, the Bible will come alive to you
原来如此
That's the case.
我所信的基督
the Christ that I believe in,
不是亚伦的后代
is not a descendant of Aaron,
为你照着那个祝福
not by that genealogy,
照着麦基希德的等式
but by the order of Melchizedek,
不是有始有终有生有死的祭司
he's not a priest that had the beginning, the end, or the end,
永远的祭司
but an eternal priest,
他长年活着
he's always living,
替他们代求
to pray and intercede for us, he lived forever,
就是永远的祭司的一个另外的代名词
And this is another word for the eternal priest.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
最后
，in the end，
耶稣基督是永远的祭司。
Jesus is an eternal priest.
常年活着的祭司。
A priest who lives forever.
所以这个祭司才真正在神面前不是人，在人面前不是神。
This priest can serve God in front of men and serve men in front of God.
在神面前代表我。